than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast. We talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and Player.fm, as well as watching us on YouTube. Joining me as always, this time not in the mobile studio.
I know, it's different this time.
It's a little different.
Stationary. Yeah. No club.
No club.
No club, no keys.
We are like children of the corn, though. There's corn everywhere where we're recording right now.
That's good. Gotta buy local, right?
You gotta buy local.
gotta support. Gotta buy local.
Gotta buy local.
Gotta buy local.
But here we are. It's finally here. Training camp is upon us.
It's Christmas Eve, fellas. Come on.
That's very true.
It's Christmas Eve. Look, I'm ready.
There you
go. Got my Christmas in July best one, and I was gonna put my jersey on, but it's hot.
I'm
so glad we're not Miami Dolphins fans, because
they're always hot.
They're always hot.
Yeah. So let's talk about this even before getting into anything Ravens. Obviously, the Tom Brady news broke today. He is suspended for 4 games. It is going to stick. Of course, I think that the Players Association, as well as Tom, are going to, you know, try to get out of it. They're going to try to move things around. Mm-hmm. But for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's going to stick. I'll be the first one to say this. I like Tom Brady. I think he's an amazing player. But with all your Super Bowl wins, everything's friggin' tainted for this guy. I think he's one of the best to ever play the game, but it seems as if he can't win without cheating, because they'll never prove that he knew whether or not the balls were getting deflated. However, the fact that the day that they were going to talk to him, and the fact that they were going to talk to him for this investigation, and he destroyed his phone when the key to this whole thing is text messages, definitely shows something.
Absolutely. And we were gonna try to attempt to call Tom Brady, but he couldn't be reached. Same. You're right. I mean, we can go 15 different ways with this.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, what do we know? This is our opinion. We're biased because we only see what the media sees. We know how the media is. They feed us what they feed us. We don't know behind the scenes. But what we do see, we hear he wasn't cooperated from the start. And when you don't cooperate from the start, it is what it is. And right when I got home, I watched NFL Network, and that was, I forget who the analyst was that was on. And the anchor basically asked him, you know, was this suspension due to lack of evidence, or was it because he, you know, hid the evidence? And I think it was more fact that, you know, again, you know, there's a statement out there like they didn't have any hard evidence. But when you destroy your phone, if you have nothing to hide, why not? And I heard it. He just wasn't cooperative from the start, from what I hear from the league. So, and it's kind of like just like Rodgers, like he doesn't take kindly to that. And if you're not cooperative, I think it's just he had no choice because they had no grounds. Because it was a 4-game suspension start.
Mm-hmm.
There was no grounds to reverse it or to reduce it. So it was kind of like, we have to stick it. It just looks like a slap in the face to everybody because, you know, you're right. You know, he's a great quarterback and all that. Can't take away his talent. But when you do things like this, it just looks bad, especially in the public eye, especially in the league's eye. It's like, it's no different than you going your, because the NFL is his employer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, he works for the Patriots, but overall the NFL oversees that. That's like you working for your company, you try to do something, and you try to cover it up. Like, how bad would that look? You'd probably be fired, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I know I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I work for a large corporation, too, worldwide, so I know if I try to do something, I'd be sitting here collecting unemployment, because I did something. So it is what it is. It's a major impact across not only the NFL. It's something to really talk about. We knew it was going to probably come, but not only for that, but it does affect the AFC and even our Ravens, because this opens up the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide open, because if you look at the Patriots' first 4 games, they play Pittsburgh, they play Buffalo, which are loaded now.
That's true.
And they got Rex Ryan, and that's at Buffalo, so mm-hmm. You know that they're going to be playing up. They play Jacksonville, and then the bye week, and then the Cowboys. So the Patriots are really hurt here because they're bye weeks in week four, and then they got means they got to play spotless football throughout the rest.
True.
So in looking at the AFC, and to really hone in on this, and I just tweeted this out a little bit ago, I thought this was really comical. Yes, this happened at the hands of the Colts, or, you know, it happened against the Colts in the AFC title game. Brady's first game back is a Sunday night football game at Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Fans, that's interesting.
But the whole thing that is crazy to me about the whole situation is the fact that the balls were deflated has mm-hmm. nothing like that game. He was going to win that game, mm-hmm. the championship game.
Well, it's almost like it's an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares about the balls deflated? And now it's a whole new story.
Yeah. Well, like the Colts did not play well that game. I mean, I don't even remember what the final score was for that game, but
it was like 48-3.
It was a blowout. So like Brady didn't know about this, like why are you mm-hmm. doing this? Because obviously there's a talent there mm-hmm. on that team. It's not necessary to cheat like that. I like the fact the NFL treated it like a performance enhancing drug violation because it was giving yourself, you know, an advantage. I think the 4-game thing is what should have happened.
I think it just fits. I mean, yeah, you know, not to really crazy. Beat this to death, but I mean, it is what it is. He hit his cell. He destroyed his cell phone. Cover up from the start, not cooperative, and it's kind of a hearsay at this point. And speaking of other news and suspensions, Bell's got reduced from 4-2. Le'Veon Bell, the raw rival Steelers. So that's a major impact too, because the Ravens play the 4th game of the year against the Steelers mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh, and he'll be there for that. I'm not really worried about that because they played a Thursday night game here last year and we won 26-6 with Bell in the backfield. It is. Again, it is what it is. It just has major implications because of the talent these guys hold, both Brady and Bell. Again, both are going to be impacted because mm-hmm. speaking of the Patriots, and this is why I think that Brady's suspension resounds, because we play the Broncos in week one. It's probably one of our hardest games. But if you look at the Patriots schedule, they play, we've already covered it, you know, Steelers, Bills, Jaguars, Cowboys. They could go 0-4, possibly 1-3. I've seen them beat maybe Jaguars with Garoppolo. We don't know where they're going to get with them.
Right.
Then they play at the Colts coming back. The Colts, I could see that being a win for the Colts because how fired up they could be in Brady's first game. I don't know how that's going to go, but it's going to be fun regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens it up because at the Ravens on the flip side, they have 3 out of 4 on the road, and you know how the Ravens' home games, they have 3 home games in the first 8 games in the first half of the season, then backloaded. So if the Ravens can do work, you know, got the road trip to start out on the West Coast, so they can come back home and open up against 3 straight divisional opponents. By the time the Ravens are at the meat of their divisional opponents, the Patriots get Brady back, so we can kind of see, we'll see maybe by mid-October, really how the AFC is going to shake out. So I think, for as our Ravens are concerned, I think we need to come out swinging and swinging really quickly here and get off to a quick start. Because again, a team that goes 0-4, 1-3 is not going to make the playoffs. And speaking of the Ravens, obviously, we want to get to that. We want to get to our purple and black, and enough of beating this down. But we need to start out fast. If we go 2-2 or 1-3, we got to start out quick. But it gets up to it. Training camp starts tomorrow. Very excited about it.
But before
guys going to be buzzing.
Yeah, before we even get into training camp, one more thing I want to bring up, talking about last season. I think I asked you this over the weekend. I don't know if you got a chance to see it on demand or whatever, but the NFL Network they're putting out.
I still haven't seen it.
It's a special on every single team of last year.
Right.
So everybody gets a half hour. NFL Films is amazing. They do such good work. I watched the Ravens one and I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, do you remember when this happened? And da 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 da. And I was just watching. I'm like, wow, last year was, with everything going on off the field, the Ravens were really able to focus and show what kind of an organization they are and how far they went, given how the season started with the whole Ray Rice scandal.
But they always do.
Yeah. Yeah,
how many times have we handled adversity?
Mm-hmm.
And we just
It was a cool thing to start off this season with, looking back at last year and going, yeah, we may not have gone to the Super Bowl, but I consider that season just a win because a lot of young guys got a good start. We had somebody, you know, show up, Justin Forsett, who was not supposed to be a part of this team, mm-hmm. show up and play his heart out.
Pitta going down.
Joe Flacco playing great. Jimmy Smith. They said 22 injuries last year, and the Ravens were still able to get so far in the postseason. I mean, what mm-hmm. a cool, in a half hour span, I was totally charged up, and I'm like, Let's go. Let's start this next year.
Here it is.
Let's start this next year. And the coolest thing, too, you're talking about that Thursday night Steelers game, was a day before the Ray Rice video hit the web. But the Ravens came out. Obviously, their minds were elsewhere. But when they got on the field, you know, Terrell Suggs was a leader wearing the gladiator helmet, getting people charged up for this game. They focused on that game. And I think, you know, Baltimore, the fan base as well, needed that game.
That was a nutty game. Obviously, it was there. That when he gave, that place was raucous.
Yeah.
And when we took it down and beat him and didn't let him a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
we just had him. Yeah. And that was a great game to be at.
If anybody out there can find it on demand or maybe find it on the web somewhere.
I would
love
to see it because I haven't yet to partake of this.
It's really just – it's mm-hmm. a fun way to review. It's a quick review, but it's so nicely done. NFL Films – awesome job with it. And I kind of want to see like other teams, the other team specials, but obviously the Ravens one is the one I looked forward to the most. But
absolutely. All right,
so let's talk training camp. Let's talk about it. We've been doing plenty of preview shows of what we think is going to happen. Now we're finally going to be able to see what the coaches have in mind, how the players look, everything like that. Obviously, we talked about it, I think, in our last show, and everybody's talking about it. It's the wide receiver. That is going to be the thing to watch.
Absolutely.
This training camp. Obviously, I have to say Steve Smith, number one job. You know, he's going to be our go-to guy. But number two is wide open. Three biggest names, Breshad Perriman, Marlon Brown, and Kamar Aiken. I can see Brown and Aiken starting the season at that number two position, at least from what I've seen last year, and having Perriman kind of get more and more as the year progresses.
I can see that.
But I'm very excited to see what happens at wide receiver. But to start off training camp, start off the preseason, that's how I think they're going to work him in, is slowly but surely he'll start getting more and more snaps as the season goes on.
I think so. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm going to throw some names out there that I've had on my radar that I think are going to be unsung heroes. Jeremy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for this kid. In mini camps, he's been catching everything his way, making some acrobatic catches. Our draft pick, Darren Waller. I think Darren Waller is going to surprise. He's big and physical. I really can't wait to see what happens in camp and preseason with these guys, because from what I've seen, again, if it translates into game speed, we could have a deep receiving core.
Oh, absolutely.
Where we're going to have trouble keeping guys on the roster just to fill the spot, because we can go five or six deep. And I think we're going to have to because of the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But I really see... obviously, Steve Smith's a lock. You put Marlon Brown. You got Aiken, that's three. You put Perriman, that's four. Waller and Butler are going to fight out for that fifth spot. You can make a case for six. I think we're going to carry five.
Right.
I don't see that. Again, I'm not familiar enough with Trestman's offense to see, do they really spread it five wide? I've yet to see that. Maybe four. Because we do have two good tight ends. We got Max Williams and Craig Gilmore. You can't forget about these guys.
Mm-hmm.
With Pitta starting on the PUP list, I think what they did there is an insurance policy. They're hoping he's coming back. I don't think so. My heart of hearts, I believe he could, but my gut says he's probably not going to. So I think with the weapons we have, I think five max, and then five max receivers, and then with the tight ends, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, Pitta, I believe what's going on right now is like one doctor has cleared him for practice, but I think like the team doctor hasn't, if I remember this correctly. So there is definitely some hesitation from the team to have him on the field full time. But the thing that you have to remember as a business side, he's making $4 million no matter what this year. So he's going to be getting some of that money no matter what happens. With him being on the PUP list, that does kind of suck, but you got to do what's right for him, for his health, for his family. So, I mean, if that's where he's got to start, that's where he's got to start. If he comes back, awesome. If he doesn't, he's had a great career. He's done great things with the Ravens. But, you know, I'd like to see him on the field, but it all comes down to his health.
I agree. And if this team stays healthy, again, you said 22 injuries last year, and we made it that far on the brink.
Yeah.
I think if we'd gotten over that a play or two, we would have been in the Super Bowl for sure. The injuries are always key. If Jimmy Smith comes back and is the corner, mm-hmm. I heard he's healthy. Again, hearing and seeing are way two different things here. We need Webb stable.
Yeah.
If Webb can be stable, the offensive line can keep, you know, Flacco upright. Flacco's never been hurt in his career, knock on wood. But it's especially with the running backs, because we really can't afford, especially with our role players, any major losses.
Mm-hmm.
Suggs needs to be, you know, needs to come at full speed. Suggs and Dimmer really need to be that tandem we needed to be last year. And I think we'll be at it. I think our front seven's formidable. yes, we lost Haluti, but I think the hole's going to be filled with Brandon. Brandon Williams is going to be great.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the unsung hero this year on defense. I think he could be our early dark horse for MVP of the defense this year.
Oh,
I'm going to call it Brandon Williams right now.
It's him and who? Timmy Jernigan, right?
Timmy Jernigan.
They're kind of fighting for that spot, but I agree with you. Brandon Williams, he is a great talent. I think him and Jernigan both being there kind of helped the Ravens go away from Haluti.
Right.
I think that was a bargaining chip, really, going like, look, these two guys are cheaper than you. We can probably get away with them if you want to leave town. And obviously, he went to Detroit.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, you're going to miss Haluti, but these guys are going to do a good job. Same thing if you jump back to offense on the offensive line. There really hasn't been that many changes since last year. And from what I remember, I mean, Flacco, for the most part, he was not on his butt as much as he was in the past, this past season.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Not at recent past. He has been there more often. And the offensive line is banged up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure, you know, Rick Wagner. I think, let me look at my notes here. Rick Wagner didn't practice, and neither did Jeremy Zuda in OTAs because they have some injuries there. And on the defensive side, as we already know, Pitta's on the pup list.
Yeah.
How about Terrence Brooks on the pup list, too? So that's that. I miss that kid right now. I seen what he did last year, our draft pick. I think he was great.
Yeah.
He did well, and I was excited to see him in year two. Pup list, he'll be back in the middle of the year, hopefully, after he recovers. But really, the injuries right now, I'm not too bugged out, but the offensive line's the main key.
Yeah.
Because if they can really stay upright and healthy, and with Yanda bolstering that line, you got Kelechi going into a contract year where, you know, in the offseason, not to really fast forward through 2015, yes, that started, but after the season, we're going to be having that discussion.
True.
We're going to have to keep Yanda and sign him to a Raven for life contract, or are you going to let Kelechi go? And I'm going to give my early predictions now. I think what it is Kelechi, we did draft him.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you're at that crossroad because we drafted him. He won a Super Bowl with us in 2012. Yeah.
He's a Pro Bowler, he's like, pro what, bowler. Every year? He's been,
well,
a part
like
of the
Ben
league.
Grubbs. Ben Grubbs comes to mind. Boy, here's the thing. Do you let Yanda go where he's the good stalwart veteran? He's got his good years behind him. Do you let him go out and go into sunset and come back at that one-day contract or Tyler Raven and
right.
sign Kelechi, the young talent? Or do you let Kelechi go, make the money, you keep Yanda, lock him up, and then do you just sign those fresher, younger guys?
Right.
It's kind of hard because Kelechi's at the prime, but it happened to Ben Grubbs. Ben Grubbs played out his rookie contract, and we let him go to the Saints. And, I mean, yes, I don't follow the New Orleans Saints, but I haven't heard his name mentioned. Nowhere, I don't think he's been in the Pro Bowl. No disrespect to him, he's an ultra talent, but
right.
this is what happens. These guys, you know, Ed Hartwell went to the Falcons, played linebacker for us, unheard of. Dallas Thomas went to the Patriots, unheard of. Bart Scott went to the Jets. You didn't really hear his name much other than, you know, in the pro scheme and the press conferences and when he was jawing. But, again, these guys, they play up. They go out big contracts, and we're like, see you. We're not paying you. And it's been working out because we burn and turn. They give us good talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like baseball is way different, but it reminds me of the Orioles last year with Nelson Cruz. Cruz came here, did it up where you knew it was a one-year rental because he wasn't getting paid, and then he went on and made the money.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. We know these guys are going to come here. They're going to play out the rookie contracts, but it always depends. It's that positional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, we have our franchise quarterback. Ray Rice's situation is a little bit different. I think without his legal troubles, I think we probably would have locked him up for Raven for life. I think he was probably that special back.
Yeah.
But again, busting this guy's with Forsett. You know, Suggs is already a Raven for life. So I think Yanda's going to be that next Jonathan Ogden 0.2 where he's going to follow and be the one that offensive line retires another Raven.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to let Kelechi go. But again, that's a story for after the season. But sure. I think we want to watch out that because Kelechi is going to be playing for that contract.
Yeah.
So if everybody can stay healthy and Joe Flacco has the time back there to zing the ball to these weapons and they run the rounds, this offense could take us places that we never even dreamed of.
Absolutely, yeah. So let's talk about the two newest Ravens. One of the guys came from the Houston Texans. One of them came from the New England Patriots. What do you think these two guys, what do you think their impact is going to be on this team?
I think their impact is going to be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see these guys thrust in there, preseason game number one.
Yeah.
We're going to get a feel for it. I know in training camp it's really hard because you see the team activities and you're like, what do these guys bring to the table? But I think with the Patriots, former Patriot in Arrington, I think it bodes well. Yeah. I think it bodes well in the sense of it bolsters our secondary where we lack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Smith being healthy, Webb, it's kind of Webb's. I wouldn't say iffy. I want to stay away from that, but we don't know because he's had
both knees Jimmy injured. Smith and Lardarius Webb both have had injury laden careers. Like they're super talented when they're healthy, but I mean, even last year, Lardarius Webb didn't start the season. You know, what was it, the first two or three games he missed? I mean, you need to – they've got talent and everything, but you need to count on them.
Yep.
Because secondary just completely got ripped up last year.
Big time.
Yeah,
big
absolutely.
And apart from the additions, I think our rookies are going to be great too.
Mm-hmm.
Zadarius Smith, Carl Davis.
He's your guy, right? Zadarius Smith.
Z. You like him? Big Z, man. Yeah. Big Z. I can't wait to see this guy play. He's got a motor out of Kentucky. SEC football, he's got a motor. I really can't wait. He's big and physical. And then another, speaking of, you know, not only guys coming in, but when I mentioned Brandon Williams, we had to replace McPhee who left. And again, that's another one. You know, Pernell McPhee, you know, played well for us and left. You know, and Darnell Ellerby, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He played well for us and got that big paycheck. So this is why I don't worry, because this team does well in replacing talent within. And you see it time in and time out. And didn't we just have a Raven retire recently of JJ, Jared Johnson?
That's true.
You know, he did the same thing. Played well for us, went to go to San Diego to get a paycheck, come back, retire as a Raven. This is what shows the players. They show the loyalty. They come back and go, you know what, Mason did that.
Right.
Mason was a Titan almost for life, and then he went here and played, I think, if not more years than Tennessee, he retired as a Raven. I'd like to see what Bolden does at the end of his career, because he did win his only ring with us. Yeah, depending on what happens in the rest of the league, is obviously still playing.
Right.
Not to discount the talent on his team. But I'd like to see what happens with Anquan. I'd like to see what happens with Torrey when that day comes, because those guys right now play the best football with our team as of their point in their career. So it is special to see when these guys do well for us and then they go on and leave. Again, you know, it's like that, you know, famous member that leaves and they go and they go off to college. You never see. You wish them well and they got a good life, but you know, with like the Ray Rice situation, you know, I'm not getting into that because there has been, you know, several statements about there that he deserves a second chance, but it's the same thing. If he ever gets signed again, when that happened, remember what we said, you know, I don't condone what he did, but him as a player, he had some incredible moves, especially that 4th and 29, because that play is magnified, especially with the Super Bowl year, because if we don't win that game, we don't get in. Maha Miracle don't happen, Ray's last, none of that happens.
And so, with Ray Rice, you know, you got to think of this as well, especially with a guy like Torrey Smith and the stuff Ray Rice did before that one incident. You got to think about what they did for the city and for the community as well. And
that's
Ray
true.
Rice, yes, he did some terrible things. Never going to say that, you know, that what he did was okay. But he also did a lot of good for the community. Torrey Smith, he's still doing a lot of good for the community, even though he's going to San Francisco. So I think that also factors in down the road, how they're remembered and stuff. But with Ray Rice's situation, I think with what happened, that's always going to be at the front of everyone's mind.
Of course, which
is
negative.
Which sucks, because he did do a lot of good stuff. He slipped up and he did something really bad. But, you know,
but that's the role we live in.
Yeah.
The bad outweighs the good, unfortunately. It sucks.
Yeah. But I you know, we can't get it. We won't get into, like, the second chance or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, when you do sign that one-day contract, what are people going to remember you from?
Like Ray Lewis always said that.
Yeah,
leave your legacy. What do you want to be remembered by? Ray Lewis always said that.
Yeah.
And his statue's out front of the stadium. I mean,
Whether Torrey Smith...
Ring of Honor. And Ray Rice's name may be up there. I can see that happening. Torrey's maybe.
Yeah.
Bolden's, I can see up there.
There's
the guy
a lot
was
of
tough
guys.
As nails.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
I mean, he made some incredible catches in the Super Bowl in the playoffs. He had caught those 2 second-hand passes in the AFC title game.
Yeah.
Bolden, I can see Jacoby Jones being up there. There's a lot of guys who, yeah, they might have done some right and wrongs. We all have.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, it's that whole adage. Again, there's all these stories in the NFL.
Yeah.
They bring, like when I did my DUI story here. It's. You know, again, me, you know, I've done some right and wrongs. You've done some right and wrongs.
Sure.
We're not going to sit in there and point out the flaws in everybody, but the fact remains is you're right. We look at the good. We look at what happened on the field, off the field, and what these new guys coming in, we don't know. But I think this team's going to really – you're going to really see it. And I think so far, when I've heard a great positive things. I've heard, I mean, and even the media is loving us. There, there are some media members out there picking us to go to Super Bowl. There's people picking us to go to division title.
Which sucks.
I hate to say it, but you're right.
Yeah, because look, the Ravens and Baltimore, they love being the underdog, man.
They do.
We, you know, it is the All-American story. It is the Rocky Balboa story. We love being the underdog. We love being the guy that you're never going to win, but you keep coming back. I don't know. The Ravens, with them being the favorites, this is kind of like new territory for them, if you think about it. Because I don't think anyone's ever been like, at the beginning of the season, the Ravens are going to go all the way.
But I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Because I'm proud.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very proud. I'm proud that the media is mentioning us in the same breath as Super Bowl contenders. Mm-hmm. I'm proud that our logo is up there next to the Super Bowl logo, and we're one of six, seven teams that could possibly win it.
Yeah.
Vegas odds are up. I mean, it's exciting, you know. I'm not complaining because we could be the Jaguars who can't sell out games and we're lowly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to say that, but it happens.
Yeah.
You know, our dark days are coming to where we might miss the playoffs 5 years in a row and we're going, oh, my God, this is awful. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But enjoy the ride 6 out of 7 years on playoffs. Joe Flacco's got a 10-5 record. Harbaugh's got the same record. I mean, we're great.
Yeah.
This team's great. And it just keeps getting better. And I just see us trending upward. And setting the stage for camp, Flacco breaks 4,000 yards for the first time in his career this year. I believe it.
Okay.
He was 14 yards shy last year.
Yeah.
With Steve Smith as the leading receiver. 14 yards. Just throw the ball 20 yards.
Uh-huh.
First down, 20 yards after catch, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you throw the ball 10 yards and you run 5 yards and he's got 4. It's right there for the taking.
Yeah.
And I think he's been trending upwards, except 2009. He flatlined and went down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, his stress has been going upward, and his yardage, his touchdown to ratio interceptions, I don't look into that too much because we usually take care of the football, and sometimes when he does throw picks, either it's pressured. He's had some bonehead, and be honest with you, he's had some bonehead interceptions where, like, and where are you throwing to?
He'll be the first one to say it.
Exactly.
He'll be the first one afterwards to be like, yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb. But I've seen Peyton do it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the old Tom Brady do it. I've seen Drew Brees do it. Aaron Rodgers even done it. And Lord knows Brett Favre's even done it.
Sure.
Mr. Gunslinger, I think he's got the record for most picks in the league. So,
mm-hmm.
But, again, he's got the yardage. So, these guys are notorious for that. But it's about making plays, but you got to be smart. And I think with this offense and with the defense, I'm excited for these pieces, man.
Oh, yeah.
For all the pieces we've added in the draft, I'm really excited to get this going.
Now, as fans, you don't get to see as much as you'd like in training camp. Of course, we're going to see like the first glimpse of what this team may look like during the first preseason game,
yep.
And we'll cover that next week. But I am excited to see if we can, before the first game, see what the new offensive coordinator is going to do to this team.
Yes.
The few videos that I've seen with him working with Joe Flacco, it seems as if the two get along. It seems as if they have a good idea of what each other's trying to do. But with the first day of training camp, the first week, and what we've seen from OTAs,
mm-hmm.
I want to see more of what the offensive coordinator does with the full team, you know, before that first preseason game.
And I think we'll get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happened last year with Kubiak taking over, and we're all excited and you know what happened in the first preseason game. We went right down the field, scored a touchdown. I believe it was a Steve Smith touchdown in the preseason. We're like, my gosh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And I think with preseason, they're not going to let everything out. But you said to speak about watching everything. Just less than a week from now, we can go down to stadium and watch them.
That's true.
The open practice is Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Stadium practice and fireworks night, and they're doing a military appreciation. So practice at the stadium August 3rd, Monday. I think it's a 7 p.m. Gates open, I think 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Parking, I think, is $10. Go on the Ravens website. I know it's there. I was at the fan practice last year. It was great to see the team practice. And Ray Lewis made an appearance on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there. It was a whole big frenzy. And it was great. It was really great to see. And I really can't wait to get after it. And if it's a nice night, it's going to be a great fireworks night.
I'm trying to think, do I work next Monday night?
You do. And I work late, too, so I don't think I'm going.
But
I'm
going to try to
see if I can pull some strings. I might have gotten lucky today because I did overhear that I don't think my work schedule doesn't change until 2 weeks from now, so I might get lucky and be able to go. So I'm going to confirm that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a tweet from me first thing in the morning when I figure it out. But we'll be there.
I would definitely like to check it out. I've never done the stadium practice before.
They're fun, man.
Yeah.
Especially because it's free seating, first come, first serve. And I sat, like, not in a really lower level, but I sat in a lower level, but where it comes up, like, you know, like the second lower level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they elevate. And it's great because you just got the vantage point. I was on the railing, first seat. I put my feet up, they open the store, team stores, they open the concessions, and you're just having a ball. Nice. They got a lot of giveaways. I actually got this bracelet last year. You probably really can't see it, but it says "Play Like a Raven."
Nice.
Obviously, it's great bracelet. I got like a slew of these, and I gave them all away and kept one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you get a lot of good giveaways. You get a roster. Away.
You didn't give me one, man. What's up with that?
I only had three. They were gone by the time I even left the stadium. Sorry.
Did you give them the girls at least?
Children.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, that's okay.
Hey,
that's
okay. I'm a nice guy.
That's okay.
They won a one.
Hey, if it's for the kids or for girls, I get it. That's cool.
Exactly. Men. Sorry. Nah. Yeah. My buddy's okay. Men, no. Just kidding. Yeah. Girls and children, yeah, acceptable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to giveaways. But I'm not giving away everything.
All right.
Some of the stuff's mine. Like this one, nah. I've had this one since.
Yeah.
I've taken off for several occasions, but pretty much it stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you get free giveaways. It is great. It's a great time, and I'm really hoping I can get down there. If not, I'll be there 2 weeks from Thursday. Preseason game number one against the Saints.
Up
we'll be down
the
at the bank.
Yeah. Yep. Can't believe it.
Not September. I'm already ready for September 30th.
Right.
August 13th, the first preseason game. September 13th, first regular season game. So 2 weeks, man. Football's here. We're
so,
back.
Let me tell you, I believe it's the second game of the season. Might be the third when they're in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be at a wedding, so I won't be able to watch it. But I got asked something to do at the wedding. What's the one thing you need to have a wedding happen? It's the one job.
The one job? The officiate?
They asked me to get ordained online and be the officiant.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man. I mean, like Joey in the Friends episode.
Yeah, I
like,
said
stand
it,
up in
if I can do a World War One outfit with bloodstains all over
and blood.
Come in late, I'll do it.
Yes. Perfect. My man right here. Gotta have the French reference.
I was hoping that they were gonna have push the ceremony back.
Just hopefully she don't. Hopefully the groom don't say the wrong name.
Right.
That was it. Yeah. No.
But I want them to push it back so I can be like, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us tonight. The Ravens are up 14-0 right now. You know, incorporated. Into
you mean
the not ceremony.
Kiss the bride and the Ravens, 14-0 against the Eagles. Amen.
Yeah.
Like. Now as you were, let's go have a party. But it'll be fun. But it's the same thing with me because I think one game this year, we have a party, but it's my great-grandmother's 100th birthday.
Oh, wow.
That's a big deal.
That's really cool.
And it comes at the Niners away.
Uh-huh.
It's a Sunday afternoon game, so even the party. And that day's big because that's the Sunday night that Tom Brady comes back, and that's the Colts game. So the Ravens play late at 4:30, and then rolling right into that, you got the big Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a big day. The 18th is going to be a big day.
Big day.
And speaking of that, I know we got a little bit of time left. I want to cover a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, you know, always go on a road trip every year.
Yeah.
What destination do you think I'm going to pick this year?
If I were you, I would go with Miami.
Exactly where we're going.
Oh, nice.
We've actually, it's 75% to 80% booked.
Nice.
Because all the West Coast trips, and we don't want to go like the bus trips, we want to actually do it. It's doable.
Right.
December 7th, or actually December 6th, I think they play. Yep, we're looking to go
Christmas
to Miami.
In the sand?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been looking at the hotels on the beach. I've been talking to some fans down there.
Yeah.
They already got tickets. I've been looking. So Miami's looking like the destination for a Ravens road trip this year.
Nice.
Finally.
Very
finally
nice.
Get to go to Miami.
I like that. Very cool.
I can't
cool.
wait to see that.
Very cool, man.
But yeah, and how about other news? I know it's gotten saturated with the whole Brady mess, the whole Bell suspension being reduced, and the Ravens' excitement for training camp. How about the Arizona Cardinals making history, my friend? Hiring the first. Now, she's not an official coach. She's an intern coach. But how about the congratulating the Arizona Cardinals and head coach Bruce Arians of hiring Jen Walter as their intern linebackers coach?
That's pretty
first,
great.
It's breaking through. And yeah. May, I'm very happy and excited to see that because – this is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't discount women at all because, and I've heard it from they did a coaches roundtable on NFL Network earlier, and they were asking some NFL coaches. Marvin Lewis was included in that, as well as Arians. It was kind of, Arians was really prophesied this because he's like, oh, I would love to see it. And then it happens months later, but he basically, and all the coaches were in agreement that players don't care. If you can help me get better, speaking of the players, it don't care if you're man, woman, child. It don't care.
Yeah.
It's, if you can help us get better and go win a championship, more power to you. And
yeah.
This pays away. And like she even said, in paraphrasing here, she's going to be the trendsetter, the trailblazer. She's going to pave the way, and maybe a young woman out there can achieve her dreams. And maybe you know, we'll make history and see maybe one day a first female head coach in the NFL. That'd be something.
You know, there's plenty of women out there that I'm a huge Ravens fan, but they know
football.
They know more than
and
I do.
It's hot as anything. I'm telling you. As soon as you hear it, you're like, ugh. Like, marry me now. I'm going to go and buy that ring.
Right. And then they go, I'm a Steelers fan. You're like,
that's exactly how it happens.
See ya.
All this. Yeah, I don't get that. They got high football IQ, but they have the stupidest picking team. Oh, come on.
Really? I took a girl to a preseason Ravens game.
You told me that.
She was a Steelers fan. I don't talk to her anymore. But that's neither here nor there.
And speaking of that, because of all the hoopla,
yeah.
Steelers-Patriots week one, it's like the hate bowl. Because now with the Patriots, it's like you hate them more. I almost want to hate them more as the Steelers. It's really tough, but you really do. You're like... Because it's just everything about them just infuriates you. But it's like, you got to watch week one. It's the Steelers hate bowl. So, or the Steelers Patriots hate bowl. It's like, my dad even joked. He said, I hope it ends in a tie. I said, that's the best thing that can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Then no one wins. You're all losers. But it's going to be great. So, yeah, it's been some exciting news. I mean, you got the female coaches. Mm-hmm. We got suspensions up and down. We got training camp started. And NFL season is upon us right now, man. I'm really excited, and I'm about everybody. Everybody can probably send me tweets and Facebook posts and go, really, are you kidding me? But
yeah.
I am ready to welcome summer out of here.
Yeah. So anything else we should, did we miss anything? Did we think of a new thing to say at this point in the show?
I almost said not a chance, but that would be inappropriate. Not inappropriate, but not too fitting. We still got to get a tagline, man.
I know.
Well, I'm like, I hate to say this, but I'm really drawing a blank.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. No, I got stuff ready for the next part of the show, but I don't know what we could say here. But let's just say, is everything ready for training camp?
Camp's ready to go, man. Yeah. Castle's ready for us. I mean, we're grass is good. The equipment's all ready to go. I mean, jerseys are out. Mm-hmm. I have my jersey out. I'm done. I'm ready. I'm purple and blacked up. Let's go. I'm going to be wearing my Ravens polo. I've been wearing Ravens all week. Today I wore my purple dress shirt and my slacks, and tomorrow I'll be wearing Ravens polos throughout the week, and this Friday is the real official Purple Friday.
First Purple Friday.
I'm ready to get down, man.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely ready to get down, man. I can't wait to send out that tweet and Facebook and happy Purple Friday and welcome our Ravens Nation. We've made it, and we're 6 Sundays away from opening kickoff.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
So, if you guys want to talk to us about what you're looking forward to in training camp, all you got to do is tweet to either of us. You can tweet me at Brando Cash. Where can people tweet to you at?
They can tweet to me at Italian GQ52. And again, shout out to Worldwide. I know we've been very impressed with our listeners. Hitting us up. We really appreciate that. You know, all the way up north, south, east, west, and over across the ponds and beyond. We appreciate all the listeners, and we can't wait to get after it this year. It's going to be it's going to be fun.
There's two guys I want to give a special shout out to. Robert, he's in England, in the UK. He tweeted to us and said, hey, love the show.
Got
to
do a French. In London. There you go. You got
to
do it.
But super cool dude. He's talking to
us
because he's never experienced an American tailgate before. And he was saying how, you know, over across the pond, if there's two rival teams anywhere, you know, police are usually called because people are fighting so much. And I was like,
sounds normal.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if we get that crazy.
It's in past times, it's been that way. Where I've seen it, like get this guy out of here. But, yeah, we've been calm in the past.
Sure,
But I can see that happening.
And then we also have to give a shout-out to Wilmer in Sweden.
Sweden. That's awesome.
Ravens Nation worldwide.
Worldwide.
All right, so here's something new, all right? I know this is usually the part where people fast-forward the show because I give you the spiel about how you got to, you know, share the show or whatever. But listen. Here's something I got for you guys. You know that really good song that we play at the beginning of the show? I'm going to add some in right now. Ready? This right here. That's a great song. That is a good song, right? Our buddy from England said, hey, is there anywhere I can download that song? I really dig it. I want to play it on game day. And that got me thinking, do I have a full version of that song? Yes, I do. So what I'm going to do for you guys, you need to help us out. All right. I want you guys to go onto iTunes, write us an iTunes review. Okay. Doesn't have to be 5 stars. Doesn't even have to be 2 stars. If you hate the show but love the song, leave that in the review section. I'm fine with that. So write us a review on iTunes. send me a screenshot, okay? Take it on your phone, on your computer, whatever. Send us a screenshot. Email me at brandocashpods, plural, pods, P-O-D-S, at gmail.com. When I get your screen grab, I will email you back saying thank you, and I will give you a copy of the full intro song. It is a full on, I think it's a 4 minute song. The real deal.
And guys, I don't even have a copy of it. And we do the show. I mean, I can.
Have you written me us an iTunes review?
All right, now. I just said, hey, convenience.
Yeah.
The call is awesome. 4.5 stars.
Four and a half. I don't like one of the co-hosts. So.
No, because we're not perfect. Trust me, but we're close.
So that's all you guys got to do. Write us an iTunes review, and then we'll give you a song. Send us the screen grab, brandocashpods at gmail.com. All right, so check us out there. You write us an iTunes review, send the screen grab, you get the song to listen to every single game day, or whenever you feel like it, too.
Absolutely.
It's two guys, a local artist from Baltimore, so it's pretty cool that they helped us out, gave us this intro song, and so you guys can listen to it whenever you want. All you gotta do is do an iTunes review for us. Now, we also want you to spread the word. I'm not giving you anything free for this, because this isn't really easy, but be social on the web, all right? Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm excited for training camp. I can't wait. I listen to the call to get ready, and you should too. You can go to brandocash.com, check out all the information you're going to need about this show and all the other shows we do on Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to facebook.com/brandocash as well as facebook.com/thecallpodcast. You'll be the first to know when a new show comes out. So that's all you got to do, guys. iTunes review, you get a free song. How cool is that? You got to do it too.
I just heard the review while you were talking. That simple.
Well, I think that's pretty much it for the call this week. So, Josh, get us ready, man. Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. I can't sleep. I'm probably not going to sleep. I mean, you see, I'm wired up. I'm ready, man. Ravens training camp is here, 2015. Let's get it popping. We got 2 weeks away from preseason. Really can't wait to get after it. We have a lot of fresh faces, some departed, some new. We can't wait to see what happens this year. And I'm excited to get after it. The AFC North crown, we need to take it from the Steelers. We need to show everybody who not to mess with this season. It is our Baltimore Ravens, and we mean business. We're going to prove the media right and picking us and really talking about us, because we know we love to be the underdogs, but we'll take the love. We'll take the love right now and run with it. But again, really excited for training camp, everybody, and we'll definitely get in the meat of the schedule here pretty soon. In preseason, we'll get after it, and we'll break down some games and report some live feeds in 2 weeks down at the stadium. I really can't wait to see everybody and get ready for some light tailgating and preseason football. Really can't wait. And again, with that being said, it is 2015 training camp. Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high this season.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to we just did that simultaneously.
I don't know if anybody saw that, but that was all. We did not rehearse
ready
that.
Ready and go.